Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolik. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolik. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Price and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Price moves to second. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Price moves to third. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton is walked intentionally. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson who is chasing the ball. Lolick reaches third base with a triple. Brown scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lolick scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Boyd now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a ball on the ground for an out. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Price hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Price reaches second base with a double. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Price scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Gary Boyd. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Burchard now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Price hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchard juggles the ball. That's an error on Burchard. Brown moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Fossey moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Larry Burchard. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Fossey moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Law now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.